To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch! Now kick!
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's gonna make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
This is Dr. Mariah White, host of Your Life Matters. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media. Hello, my friend. It's Julianne Condia, the host of Rewritten. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you've not followed me on social media, on Instagram, at Julianne Condia, please do introduce yourself, send me a DM, and I would love it if you could rate and review this podcast. Thank you so much for being a listener, whether someone just referred this episode to you or you have been following Rewritten from day one, I appreciate it. I love sharing best practices, stories, information that I've learned on my way as an entrepreneur, as a dream builder, as someone who is just figuring it out as I go. I am living in Northern California, Silicon Valley, the Bay Area. If you've never visited, it's amazing. I think I live in one of the most beautiful places on earth. And I am married to Eric. He is a peaceful human being. He is loving and amazing, super intentional with his relationships, and he's an incredible father. We have a daughter, Faye, and she is a very determined little girl, and she's really funny and sweet. And we have a rescue boxer, Wyatt. He's very emotional and wears all of his emotions on his sleeve, unlike me, and it's just super cute. So that is our family. We met in the Midwest, and we were teachers and decided to really pursue a business that has given us more choices and freedom than we ever could have dreamed up as teachers. And that's from our own learned skill, diligence, and work. I love that everything is figureoutable. I love that it's not what you know, it's just what you do. And so Rewritten is really just this space for you to have better belief in yourself and for you to just realize how simple a business can be and how simple it is to continue on building one. And for me, I'm not trying to spend hours and hours and hours doing that and guessing and going into debt and all the things. I really wanted something I had access to that was simple and something that just built with time and where I could build it in pockets with my family. And that has been this. So I've been a Beachbody coach for over 6 years now, which is super crazy. I retired myself at the age of 26. I've been doing this full time now for 4 years. Eric has been doing this full time 3 years. And it's just what we've done. And we are super obsessed, I would say, with helping other people discover what more choices looks like for them while helping them on their self-care. And honestly, we just love it. We love real health. We love the total solution. And we stand behind just eating healthy and moving more and thinking better and surrounding yourself around a community of positive people. I think that is everything, and why not turn that into a business? So basically, we turned a total solution of how people would actually want to live their lives the best into that. And so we've built a community of the most incredible people. And what I love about it is that it's not just us having success. I think I always say to someone, if they're contemplating on joining our team, is what I would look for if I were to start now. And what I would look for is, sweet, you've had success. Awesome. You're a full-time family. Can you show me other people that you mentor that are successful? And that is why I'm so proud of Team Happy and Fit, our crew, because there's just success levels deep, and success looks different for everybody. But that is what is so amazing. It's just everyday people that are busy, that just want to make self-care a priority, but they also want to pay down debt faster, or they want to go on an anniversary getaway, or they want to fit into their jeans and feel better in their skin. It's pretty remarkable. So rewritten is seriously my best practices, just what I learn in everyday life as an entrepreneur. And I really believe in the compound effect. I really believe in order to live out a dream, you have to rewrite your story. You, no matter your past, you've got to thank your past for the person it's made you, which is strong and resilient and determined. And you rewrite what you want your future to look like. And no matter your current circumstances, if you're drowning in debt, if you're feeling overweight, or you're feeling just not motivated, whatever it is, you've got to just tell yourself a different story. And you've just got to take one step at a time. And so this podcast specifically, this episode is all about the idea of interest is killing dreams. And I just think about interest in general with debt is evil. It is so not good. And I wish I would have told my 18-year-old self that loans and interest and all the things can be really dangerous. And I just think about that with a dream. When you're interested in something, and I, by the way, this is a podcast I had heard. The Ed Milet show is amazing. And he just, it's crazy the content that he gives. He was interviewing John Assaraf, I think is his last name. And basically he was just saying when his mentor looked at him and said, if you are interested, your dreams won't happen. And that really stuck out to me because interest allows you to buy into stories and excuses and reasons of why you can't when it gets uncomfortable or when it gets inconvenient. And anything I've learned on this journey is that success is massively inconvenient, but it leads to a life of convenience. And so when you're interested in something, when life is good and your schedule is fine, so if you're a teacher and you're on summer break, then it's convenient. But as soon as the school year starts, your schedule changes, you're more exhausted, and it's going to be a lot easier to say it's not a good time for you. But that's not going to help you get to more choices, and whatever your dream life looks like is just being interested. Interest is going to kill your dream. Now, John on the podcast was saying I had to be committed, completely committed even though something would happen. Committed even when I felt self-doubt. Committed even when nothing was aligning. Committed when ... right? I was even thinking about this where we have to get all of our tires replaced on our car. And I was just thinking about the cost of that. If that would have happened 6 years ago, and maybe it did, I just don't remember, starting off as an entrepreneur, or maybe even when I was a teacher. Let's forget even the business part of it, of when I was just a teacher and all of a sudden we have to pay $500 or whatever, how much that is, to get tires replaced, the amount of stress that would have brought to our family. And if I was having a business at that time, what would I be feeling? It's hard to build a business when inconvenient things happen. When you feel like nothing is aligning. Like, that is super hard to be committed in that season. It's super easy to be committed when life is easy. And so if you can learn to be committed through the hard and uncertain, I have people I mentor that they're choosing commitment when they got furloughed. And they're actually having a really, really big season in their business right now. But then I've also had people that I've mentored that got furloughed or fired or let go or whatever. And they completely just stopped. And not only did they stop working their business, they stopped their self-care. Isn't that wild to think about? There's just two types of people. When they're interested and being, it's so easy to be interested when things are smooth. Why, if you're just interested and you're half in it, 1 foot in, there's no way you're going to follow through with that. Because the mindset, you're giving yourself an out when it gets hard. And this thing, this big life is built on leaning in when it was and is most hard. And in this episode, this quote was said, and it just struck me so much. It like really stuck out to me, is you don't need more knowledge. You need more belief. You need more belief in yourself. You need more belief in what you're doing, and you need more belief in where you're going. If you can think with that, you'll be more committed. So friend, I'm asking you, are you interested or are you committed? commitment is going to mean it's going to be freaking hard. I remember when I first decided to leave my job. That was so scary. And it didn't make sense. I just want to throw this out there. Nothing was aligning for it to actually make sense, but I believed in myself and I believed in what I was doing. I was committed, so that was fine. But I do remember when I quit, someone offered me a full-time nannying position. It was so tempting. It was so tempting to take that because it would be guaranteed income at that time. But what I realized, and I remember wrestling through this when I got that offer, is that that's not why I decided to leave my teaching job. The reason I decided to leave my teaching job was to go all in on this business and give this business more time. And if I would have taken a nanny job, it would have taken more time away from the original reason on why I was quitting teaching and leaving teaching. And so it's things like that. I was so committed to my dream, so committed to what I was doing, that I turned down an opportunity that would have helped me be playing it more safe. And what I didn't realize at the time is that decision grew a lot of grit and want power in my life that we took off as soon as January 1 rolled around. I quit in December, and then January 1 rolled around. We had a huge year that year. It's continued to get bigger each year, but up until that point. And I just think about, I think it would have been a lot different if I just would have been interested in this versus completely committed. And it's never what you know, it's what you do. Do and then learn. Do a little bit at a time and you'll figure it out. A lot of times people think they need to know all the answers in order to move. Think of it like college. You're getting introduced, and as you go, you learn and develop your knowledge and your skills. That is exactly what it takes to build your dreams, to have a bigger yes life. And thinking about, what big dreams do you have for your life? What big dreams do you have for your life? For me, I didn't want a boss. I didn't want to commute. And I didn't want someone to tell me when I could have vacation and when I couldn't. I wanted to control how much income could come in. I wanted a growing income, not a capped one. I didn't want a ceiling of income. I wanted something that was limitless for my family. And that grew with time. I set the vision. I became massively committed. And believe me, there were moments it was so hard. It was so hard to trust that. I even think about when Eric left his job. By the way, this podcast isn't for you to leave your job. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you need to figure out what you need to do to be fully committed. And when Eric left his job and we lived in Silicon Valley, can I just like let you know that rent, it averages about $3,000 a month. Houses start at $1 million. Mortgages are at $4,500, $5,000 a month. Like, I need you to think about this. That was scary. That was scary. But we were fully committed to what this business could do for our lives because of the way that it made us feel, what it was doing for our self-care, and the impact it was having. And it's been a roller coaster ride, and seriously, the best decision we've made as a family. It's been so good. And so, friend, are you interested or are you committed? And are you truly living life doing what you want to be doing? Thank you so much for listening to Rewritten. I so appreciate it. If you could screenshot this, upload it, tag me at Julianne Condia at the Rewritten Society, I would be so incredibly grateful. Until next time.